Hello. This is episode 2 of Yappin' with Brianna. Yes, I. And today I'm here with another special guest, which is the same special guest, Bobby. Introduce yourself again. Reintroduce, I guess.
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Yeah. It's good. Pretty good day today.
Yes.
New day, new start.
Right. A new, how you call it? New content. New topic.
Yeah, new topics.
Yes.
Yep. Today we have a couple topics we want to talk about today. So, yeah, you know, I just wanted to talk about some stuff. So let's get into it.
By the way, I love the music.
Right. It's a music change. Yep. We're changing up the music. I think this one is the one, the permanent one.
Yes. Sounds nice. Right? I love it.
And speaking of things that I love, did you hear about, you remember a couple months ago when I told you that Ruby Frankie got arrested? The one, the family vlogger.
The ones from Utah?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
So a couple months ago, like 2 months ago, she actually got her sentencing, which is up to 60 years.
60 years.
Yeah, 60 years.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of time, yeah. And, you know, that had me really thinking about the topic.
Can I ask you something? 60 years, but she was she got charged for just one of the kids, or she got
six kids.
She got six kids, so
yeah.
They discovered that she did more stuff to the other kids too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I thought, because I remember there was only one of them who like kind of got to escape and
one of her youngest son actually ended up escaping the home, because she was not, they weren't at their like home that they used to like film in.
Mm-hmm.
They were at Jody Hildebrand's home, which was her co-worker, I guess.
Uh-huh.
They were at her home, and the youngest son escaped and went to the neighbor's house and was like, knock knock, we need help. And there was actually the phone call and like a bunch of pictures. Like, evidence leaked, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, crazy stuff. Like, the family was like, yeah, we got a boy here from our neighbors. You know, like, he needs help. He doesn't look like he's eating or drinking. He looks tired.
Wow.
He had, like, they had tape on his wounds, stuff like that. You know, like, their backs were, like bones. Like, it was crazy. And I think when they found the little girl, Eve, when they found her, she was in, like, a dark room. Like a dark room. Just,
wow.
Like, by herself, I'm pretty sure. I guess it's, like, their punishment rooms. But, like, people were, like, talking about it because a bunch of evidence leaked. And, like, they had them, like, in, like 100-and-something degree weather, working with no shoes outside.
What?
Outside. Working outside for hours. And they used to get like sunburns, blisters.
This is supposedly being Christian people.
Mormons.
Mormones. Yeah, Mormons. Lo conocemos en el mundo de los hispanos, Mormones.
Mm-hmm. Mormons, yep.
Because Utah, for those who don't know, it's like a
very Mormon state.
Like 98%, I would say, of the people who live there are Mormons.
Uh-huh. It's a very Mormon state. Yeah. But it's crazy, you know, like it's crazy because I actually used to watch, not their family, but her sister Bonnie actually had a channel as well with her two kids. And I used to watch them, but they used to like make videos where like both of them used to like collab or whatever. But you know what's crazy is that like mostly all of the family is like against Ruby. Like, it's crazy. But also...
Before that she was bringing up the money, because she was making money with those kids.
Yeah, but she wasn't giving it to, like, her family. Like,
no,
her
but they benefit in one way. I bet you, I don't know, some way that we're getting benefit from that.
Because her sister Bonnie said that she knew that her kid, that she was, like, strict. Because she, I guess they didn't really see, because Ruby, I guess, cut off, like, a lot of contact with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that Ruby was really, like, strict with her kids, but she didn't know she was, like abusing them. That, at least that's what she said. And
that's the one that the co-worker.
No, that's the sister said that.
The sister said that she didn't know their sister was abusing their kids.
Uh-huh. Because they didn't hang out or anything. They used to hang out, like, they used to, like, go over to each other's houses, like 6-7 years before this happened.
Wow. And what happened to
the... cut off a lot of ties.
And grandparents? The husband.
The husband is, like, he went to trial, made this whole big front, talking about something. Yeah, like, my wife deserves to, like, be, like, in jail, whatever. Like, what she did was to my children was wrong.
Where he was and all of these?
They were separated.
Oh, he didn't know. Okay.
They were separated. And basically, he's back with the kids now.
And then the parents.
Ruby?
Yeah.
The grandparents? Mm-hmm. They were actually on her side, kind of.
What?
On the courtroom. Because, you know, it's like half the side. They were on her side of the courtroom, which is really sad, honestly.
Unfortunately, most of the parents are like that. Mm-hmm. No matter if the kids are bad or, you know, or not, they're always going to be on their kids' side, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And they don't see the whatever, you know, they're blind and they don't see that the kids are doing something wrong. Wow, that's crazy. That's really, messed up.
It's crazy. Because, honestly, like, it's also crazy how, like, people had been saying it for years, because the reason that she, like, shut down the whole channel and whatever mm-hmm. is because people started to, like, call CPS and, like kids.
CPS, what's that?
Is that not DCF?
DCF, Child and Family Service. Yeah.
I thought it was Child Protective Services.
What? It's all depends. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you can say Child Protective Services. DCF, yeah, you can say that.
CPS.
Different states, different names.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so Child Protective Services, whatever, yes, came over and apparently something like that, or talked to the kids or the school. And also, people from the kids' school started to, like, reach out to them. Like, kids from the kids' school, they used to be like, hey, like, I seen your vlog. Like, are you okay? And, like, your parents are rude and abusive. Like,
do they show need help. Did they ever show in that type of abuse of the kids?
Not, like, physical abuse, but, like clear, like, manipulation and, like, mental abuse. I actually seen this one disturbing clip where, basically, the little girl, Eve, she was, like, 4 years old at the time. Her mom was like, oh, get dressed. We're going to go see a movie. And she was like, oh, what movie? And she was like, wow, you're so ungrateful. You're being so ungrateful that you're not gonna see, like, it's just a movie. You just get dressed and you don't ask. It's just a movie. You go now. Like, you know, like, crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she, like, was, like, manipulating her. She was like, you hurt mommy's feelings by asking what movie we're going to go see.
Wow.
Like, and she would, like, pretend. I guess she pretended to call, like, the babysitter. She was like, yeah, Eve's being really ungrateful. And, like, we're not going to go without her. So we were just wondering if you could babysit for her. And, like, her daughter was literally crying, like, apologizing. So she was like, no, please, I want to go. I want to go see the movie. And she was like, yeah, no, she's really rude, like, you know, like that, like, making the little girl feel sorry for her and, like, using all these, like, manipulation tactics or whatever on her, like, and it's, like, crazy, like, it's really odd.
How? Incredible. Yeah. I'm really, so, you know, surprised.
Yeah.
How many years did they, how old were these kids, like?
I don't know how old they were now. I'm like, I think they're like, I want to say, like, the old, they're like 9.
Wow.
And 10, maybe. Like, 9 and 10. I'm guessing.
Some, how many kids? Six, you said. Six kids.
Yeah, six kids they had. Wow. I'm pretty sure.
All from the same dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Because I guess they ran away together and, like...
When they were young.
Yeah, when they're, like, eight. She was, like, 18, and he was, like, I don't know, like, 20-something.
Oh, my God.
But...
Poor kids.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Poor kids. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, those type of situations are the one that, I bet they were raised, on their church, on whatever way that she was doing her religion. And those type of kids, when they get dad problems like that,
mm-hmm.
oh, when they now they're not with their mom, they will never. It's really rare that they it's really hard for them to go back to
any religion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because they think that
every religion's like that. Yes. Every church is like yes. that. You know, I'm not doubting. There's probably a good Mormon church out there that shares love and whatever, but they wouldn't know that because yeah. you know
they
like
got
that.
They got weird beliefs.
Believe no, me. Yeah, they do. I heard it's like you get your own planet if you die or something like that.
Yeah, and you can marry a lot of women if you want. Yeah, apparently, I don't know.
You can have a lot of wives. Yeah, stuff like that. I don't know. It's weird, but
it is a you know, weird thing. So
you know, but can't hate. So, not our religion. We don't know much about it, but you know, it's weird. It's weird, but
yeah,
you know. But it's also like, I guess like, so oh, and another punishment. I guess I seen like I remember this actually. It like went really. It was like a viral clip that So, their oldest son, Chad,
mm-hmm.
he woke up. Actually, I'm pretty sure it was the kid that called the police
mm-hmm.
or went to go help, get help from the neighbors. He actually, what is it called? He woke him up and was like, hey, we're going to Disneyland at like 4 a.m., right? And the kid got ready, da-da-da, mad excited. He was like, ah.
I imagine.
He was like. Got ready.
Go to Disneyland. Se vistió más rápido que
yeah. And he was like, ah, psych, we're not going to Disneyland, you know, whatever. And then it was like, oh, he was like, okay, whatever, got me, haha, like, whatever. And the mom found out, and she was mad. And she, like, she took away his bed for, like, a year.
What?
Like, I'm talking
And he
like,
was sleeping on the floor?
Yeah. In the bathroom floor.
What?
In the bathroom floor, I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible people.
He was like, he was, I guess for a while, he was sleeping on a beanbag.
This lady was, I don't know, she was crazy.
She's crazy. She's like weird.
Mental problems because how do you know.
And no, you know what's crazy though? Is she actually, she was in court and she was like, I'm sorry to my precious kids. I never meant to hurt you guys. I promise. I'm sorry for, she said, and I quote, sorry for hurting your tender souls. Like, girl.
Incredible. Wow.
Like, she's a whole weirdo, and, like, it's crazy.
Tender souls. They don't have no more tender souls after all that.
Yeah, no.
They got scars on their souls. Because right. they're going to remember that forever.
Exactly. It's crazy,
unfortunately.
Too. Unfortunately. Like, have you heard of the Turnip family?
Who was that? Another one?
Yeah, it was kind of like this. It wasn't like a family vlogging channel,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of like a similar situation where it was, I think it was like 12 kids.
12?
12.
Oh, those are the ones not on YouTube. Those are the ones on TV?
No.
Because I remember there was one family, big, big family.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The one that was like 30-something kids.
Big. I don't yeah, even remember I know what you're talking which about. One was it.
They had like 30-something kids. I
and
know what you're
I
talking
think
about.
They were going to get in. They were going to get divorced.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Apparently, one of the guys from that family,
uh-huh.
he ended up being a pedophile.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He was a pedophile, apparently. And like a bunch of other crazy stuff. I think one of them even went to jail, like.
Yeah, I remember that show. That show was very famous. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was used to do magazines. Mm-hmm. I used to put the magazines. There was a lot of magazines about them. You know?
And they're always caught up in something.
Yeah, I remember one of the topics was that. I think his, that they were getting a divorce. And But I usually didn't pay attention to them, to the gossiping of the map. I used to see the front cover.
And that's it.
And that's it. And I, because imagine if I would have got caught up with all the gossip.
No, would have never got your work done.
No.
But for real though, but it was crazy. Like, basically what happened was it was like 12 kids, and it was like they never went to school ever. Like,
what?
No homeschool, no nothing, like zero Z. I think there was only like 6 of them when they were in a trailer, like, and the parents just abandoned them and only took like 2 of them, and then left the other like 4 to be like abandoned. And then they took them again, and then they moved away from Texas to Utah, I'm pretty sure it was, too, Utah. And I don't know what's up with Utah. Utah's so, like, odd. They need to get their stuff together. I don't know. But,
Don't get me wrong. Utah is a beautiful place.
No, it's a great place. Like, it looks beautiful, but...
Beautiful, beautiful place.
Some, like, those really, like, culty, religious places, like, they need to, like, get their stuff together, like... You know, stuff with the FLD things and all those, like, Mormon cults and stuff. It's crazy. They need to get their stuff together. And,
now that it's nothing wrong to, teach your kids. These days, let me tell you, a lot of parents, because of the, you know, stuff that is happening in school, indoctrination and stuff, they have decided to doing schooling on their own because it's so hard to let others, you know, try to put, you know, weird
their
stuff.
Their own stuff on
their
kids.
Weird ideas on their heads. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to have a neighbor back in the day. Apparently she was getting bullied a lot at school. And the parents decide to start doing homeschooling. I don't know. You remember her, right? What was that her name? Remember Sally and Mike? And forgot the name.
Were those the kids that lived over there?
Yeah, first floor. Sally and Mike.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know. The ones
daughter, I forgot the name of the daughter. Lisa, something like that, I think it was.
Lisa, something like that. Like Lisa.
Yeah.
Something with an L, I don't remember.
So they decided to do homeschooling.
Yeah.
And today, I don't know if you're, I'm going to recommend a movie for you to watch. You're going to be surprised. It's a really good movie. And for everybody who wants to see a good movie, it's called Captain Fantastic, 2016 movie. And it's about a guy, a couple, who decided that it was not good the underworld to raise their kids, and they decided to go and live under basically on the woods.
Oh, like live.
And they were very smart parents. They were very accomplished couple. You know, I think they were. Mm-hmm. University professors and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, very degrees and all that stuff, yeah.
They were really, really... And they got 6 kids.
6? Wow.
And the lady dies. Oh. And the father is the one who... I don't want to spoil it too much, but it's a good movie.
He's, like, left to raise them.
Yeah, but they're already...
Older? Like teenagers?
Some of them, but most of them are teenagers, and he just got like two of them are small. Mm-hmm. And something happened that he had to take them back to the real world,
to the city life.
To the city life. They never been to the city life. Mm-hmm. And the main thing, one of the biggest thing when they came, I remember that impacted me. They went to, I think it was a supermarket or something. I don't remember. When they start seeing people, and they say, what happened to that person? They're sick. Everybody here is sick. And he was like, why are you saying that? Oh, because everybody here is fat. And what happened is those kids were good educated. They were super smart because they only read good books. You know, it's such a good movie. Incredible good movie. I would love everybody to see that movie. It shows you, I don't know, like another way of living.
Mm-hmm. And how other people see the world.
Yes. It's so good. And they live in a school bus.
A school bus? Oh, yeah. I hate those van life.
No, because... but he turned it into like a house.
No, like a house. I know.
is, oh my God, Captain Fantastic. Look it up. It's really good. And keep going, Brianna. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, interrupted me for like 30 minutes. Kind of rude. But no, they moved from Texas to Utah, and they had like 12 kids, and they used to like, they lived in a hoarder house. They used to get fast food every day.
Wow.
Just for the parents. Those, can I just say that?
Those ones got fat real good.
Right away. It was fast food just for the parents, and they used to put a lock on the fridge and the cabinets and all that stuff.
I ain't seen that here.
And and they would do that, and
they were what?
And they, but no, they used to like put locks on the cabinets and stuff. And but I felt bad because if they used to found out that they used to sneak food and stuff, they would like chain them to the bed.
What?
For like a week's
exorcist appetite.
Yeah, like no, they should like they would chain them to the bed.
Starve to death.
No. It's not even like it's crazy. They used to like pee themselves and like.
Oh my God! Like, to that level?
Yeah, no. They used to like chain them to the bed. They wouldn't take baths for like years.
What?
They wouldn't let them take baths.
What's the name of those ones again?
The Turnip family. There's a whole interview about it. The girl was 13 years
these
old.
These are not YouTubers. You learn about this in a documentary or something.
Yeah,
like
it was a documentary.
Documentary.
Yeah, but. They didn't even know the old one of the oldest. I think she was like 17, 16. She didn't know what medication was.
Wow.
She never swallowed a pill before. Mm-hmm. She looked so malnourished that they thought she was like 12 to 13. She was like 18, 17.
Wow.
And her name was Jordan Turnip. She did a interview. Everyone should go watch it. It's very crazy, like disturbing, but. If you're into documentaries and stuff like that, you probably already watched it, but you should definitely check it out if you're into that whole.
What's the name again?
Turnip Family. The Turnip Family. If you search up Jordan Turnip, there's a documentary on YouTube about it.
Okay.
So it's free, like no thing. It's not really a documentary. It's more like a long hour interview, kind of a documentary, whatever.
Watch it, people.
Watch it. It's so good.
So good and scary at the same time. You cannot believe there's some people like that in this world.
No, you can't.
They are, and I bet they are worse. People like that.
It's crazy because they used to have them wear the same clothes, and their parents were such hoarders that they used to buy like new children's clothes and costumes and all that stuff, like good clothes, and they would not let their kids wear it.
What? And then what they were buying it for?
I don't know. They were hoarders. They used to have toys and board games and all this stuff, and they would not let them wear it.
Wow.
And so. This is probably old now. It's like 2014, 2016. I don't know if you remember. There was this Barbie doll that had a camera on the back. I don't know if you remember that.
You never got into Barbies.
Yeah, but I begged you for that because it had a camera on it. I thought it was so cool. But it actually got recalled because people were like, oh, it's watching us, da-da-da, you know, how people are.
Conspiracy theorists. You never got into really, like,
no, Barbies. Yeah, I didn't like Barbies. They were too small. I don't know. I didn't like them. I liked, like, American Girl dolls and the Our Generation dolls.
Yeah.
Like, the bigger dolls. But, they had, she had a photo, I guess, of, like, the actual, oh, I just hit the mic. She had a photo of her siblings chained up on a bed she had photos of that in her house, but she also had a photo of them chained up on her phone. She got a hold of a phone somehow because even her, like, oldest siblings who were, like, 25, 26, like, around there, like, I think either, yeah, like, old. They were kind of, I want to say kind of in on it. On the whole thing, kind of, you know, because they would also be like, I guess, like, if they would sneak food and the oldest would catch them, be like, oh, she snuck food, kind of stuff. God. Like, I guess they were kind of snitches. But, Jordan Turnip, she escaped the house and she called the police. She didn't even know what street she lived on. She didn't know her address. She didn't know what street she lived on. Like, crazy. Crazy thing, and they didn't even like. He kind of couldn't even believe it for a second. The police officer that went to go.
No, imagine it's so horrible.
He was like, you stop going to school in first grade, like you're not homeschooled. Like he was like, he couldn't even believe it for a second.
No, and the thing is, it's so weird because do you remember what kind of state they were in?
Like, what do you mean? Like the actual state?
Yeah,
like,
they didn't tell what state.
I think they were in Utah.
Oh, no, okay. There was another case. Usually when your kid doesn't go to school in some sort of amount of days, they'll call child services right away.
But I think, you know what I think it was? Is that they stopped going to school when they left Texas. That's why.
Okay.
They left Texas and they moved to Utah. I don't think they even registered any type of schooling.
Wow.
In Utah. So I think that's kind of how they got away with it. But they didn't even put them through homeschooling or anything like that. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But no, it's like you should definitely watch the Turnip family case. It's horrifying, honestly, you know. It's not as bad as other cases, you know, where they're, like, killing the kids. But, you know, honestly, if Jordan Turnip hadn't done something like that sooner, a kid wouldn't end up dying, you know. So she's very brave for that, honestly. But, no, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy case, honestly. But, you know, it's sad. There's a lot of, like, family vloggers and, like, big, like, Mormon families like that that's happening. You know, but honestly, family bloggers just bother me in general.
You don't like anymore to see that, right?
No, I used to, like, I can...
What happened to the Australian
ones? The Australian, the Norris nuts.
Those, I used...
They're still doing it. They're still doing their little...
I used to like, kind of.
Like, they were...
Damn, but...
They were kind of annoying.
But they were annoying.
They were always yelling and stuff like that. I was a big fan fifth grade, sixth grade.
You were into them,
I was watching all their videos every day.
Yeah.
But it's not really... I kind of stopped watching it because...
And the other one, too.
Kind of like... Which one?
Well, I don't consider it a family, but they are a family because their mom comes out on most of the videos.
Which one?
The Amira. Amira...
Oh,
I could, the only thing the was Mira? Missing is the dad. I never saw the dad.
I don't think he was around ever. I don't think so.
But the mom always on the videos.
And the brother sometimes. The
brother.
And Paul.
And the boyfriend and Amira.
Yeah. People were saying that they were dating. There was rumor. They never confirmed it, but I have a feeling.
She got a store and everything.
Yeah, no, she had a Slimatory thing. She had a game.
Yeah.
I downloaded it. Y'all was such a big fan. Oh, my gosh. But... what was it? Yeah, the Norris nuts. Yeah, I stopped watching them, but
they still on.
Yeah, they're still doing their thing.
Those kids have to be big now, really big.
Yeah, the oldest is like 19. Wow. The other one's like 16. The other one's like 14, 15. Like they're teenagers now. But I heard that it was like right after I stopped watching them. I guess they adopted a puppy, and the dad stepped on the puppy and it died.
Oh my God. But by accident?
Yeah, he stepped on its rib cage.
Oh, my God.
And they bought another puppy the same week.
Oh, my God.
Right after it died.
I've seen stuff like that. Accidents of dogs? And
a lot of people say it wasn't an accident, though. Because you know what? In previous videos, he was like, oh, if we get a puppy, I'm going to get rid of it. And stuff like that.
Wow. I'm going to get rid of yours.
All right. Yeah, don't play with me. If you ever... if Ollie goes missing... Buys the first one breaking down crying. His knees will be wobbling.
I don't like my dog. Tears
will be like.
I don't like my dog. For everybody, we own a dog.
Oh, okay. His name is Ollie,
and I hate that dog.
Like he's you guys don't have it. Attached to him at the hip. Oh my gosh, that is like Papi's shadow. Like that is.
I love that dog.
So, oh my gosh.
And the funny thing is, we got him. You know, we didn't know that he was. Fortunately, he was sick.
Yeah, he's sick.
And he's an epileptic dog. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, you know, I don't know if people know, when you get a dog, you don't know if he's going to get epileptic until, like, he's 5 or 6 years old.
It's 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Mm-hmm. The attacks start coming out.
Yeah.
The seizure attacks. And it was the first time that we seen something like that. We seen the dog, you know, doing well. And then all suddenly we seen that he kind of, like, went off his legs in the back, fall to the floor, and then he could barely walk, and he was shaking like crazy. And I took him to the vet, and he was, and they gave him medication. And
fortunately, though, you know, we live in a world where there's new medicine and all that stuff. Yeah. But
and everything is thing that is control.
Yeah, now, it's mostly controlled and all that stuff.
Now
that.
He doesn't get them like he used to. Crazy. Yeah. When he gets them, that he's rarely now.
Yeah, they're super mild.
Super mild.
Before they were also mild. Like they're mostly his. He kind of like his limbs. He kind of like gets under like.
Yeah, he lose control of the walking.
Of like him walking and stuff like that. But I see like in other stuff that like, you know, dogs who have like more like crazy aggressive seizures, their like jaws will clamp open and like very hideous, like very, very
sad. It's sad.
But unfortunately he has them, but fortunately they're not as, you know, harmful. If they were like hurting him like how they are for other dogs, it would it would be, you know, worse.
Hey, but by the way, I love that dog.
Yeah, no, like he's our baby.
Like you guys don't even have an idea. Like
no word, but I never seen Pa cry ever. Like if you know, you know. Seeing your dad cry is like a crazy, like it's a rarity.
Yeah,
but yo,
that dog made me cry.
When he had a seizure one time, I don't remember what day it was, but I think it's like every day that he has it. Every time that he has it, Bobby's like sheds a little tear, you know.
Yeah,
sheds a little tear. It's
of anger.
Of all right.
No, but let's go back to the topic. Hey, the other day, you know, this topic I think came out because the other day I was telling you about me and Brianna were eating dinner and we were talking about stuff like this and we were like, and I came up and I said to Brianna, "Hey, do you remember?" The Melendez brothers and Brianna knew about them. Like I was surprised. Like
no, like
you weren't even born when this happened.
No, everyone knows about them. Like,
I don't know if you know, the Melendez brothers were two rich kids, like rich, and they still are, I believe. You know,
in jail
and in jail, and I don't remember what state. It was in Florida or down here.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And the Melendez brother decide to kill their parents, both the mother and their father. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I didn't even remember when this happened, right?
Mm-hmm. That was such a famous case.
It was famous because they were rich and everybody, all the, you know, they were used to hang out with celebrities and they were very well known because of their father. I don't know what the heck he was, you know.
They weren't like celebrities. I think their dad actually was the one who had connections.
Something like that. Yeah. So, they have a lot of celebrity friends.
Yeah, the family.
The family.
Not
so,
them in general.
At the beginning, I remember of the trial, I don't remember that well, or I don't remember if it was mentioned why they decided to kill their parents.
It was
because
the
right
whole
away,
point.
No, but right away, I think that. The media was like, oh, because of the money. They wanted their money
away. Oh, yeah, they wanted the money. They wanted the will.
The will right away. They didn't want to wait until the parents die. But then they discover later on that apparently they were being abused by the father. The father. Mm-hmm. Sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And they got fed up. And they killed the mother because apparently she knew about it, too.
Yeah. Okay.
And
yeah.
You know more.
I know a little bit more
because
but
you started looking for on YouTube about
about the case. I didn't watch the court cases because it's like a little.
It was long. It was long.
No, not because it was long. I sat through the whole Johnny Depp and Amber trial every day, but I it was too graphic and it's sad and I know it's the truth, but it was too graphic. I'll watch it when I'm older. I don't really want to see that.
Johnny Depp trial was the funniest trial ever.
Oh my, that was a publicity trial.
Like, the other day I saw, I think it was like you know those videos, the short videos, the YouTube shorts.
YouTube shorts.
And one of the, you know, the lawyers came up and said, "In the morning says here that you sniff a big bag of cocaine in the morning." Johnny Depp says hilariously, "Are you there? How do you know that?" But the way he said it, "You were there?" I was cracking up, you know, because Johnny can be funny.
he was trying his best to be serious.
Yeah, he was trying his best.
They were both kind of wrong.
They're both wrong. But more
Amber than anything.
Than Johnny.
Yeah.
The funny thing is about that trial, I think it was, I always got the curiosity if Johnny stays sober for the majority of the trial, or he or sometimes he went drunk or whatever. Because he looks very sober to me.
Yeah, but he had his glasses on a lot of
time. Yeah, bladder. Yeah, he got one of those type of glasses that kind of turned dark,
a little tinted. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm wondering if, you know, I think that trial even helped him to get, you know, a little bit more
fame back. Yeah.
No, the fame and the soberness, you know, get a little bit more control of his life.
Yeah.
Because everything on his life basically got exposed.
Mm-hmm. Every aspect of his relationship and life.
So what happened with the Melendez? Let's go back to
it. Yeah, let's go, because we get so off topic, it's good.
We are like that, people. When we talk, me and Brianna, we go everywhere on a bus or whatever. Oh, my God. We can just jump from one topic to another.
And then we'll just leave one behind.
But that's the good thing about podcasting. You know, you can
pick up on it real quick.
Yeah, real quick. That's the good thing.
But no, because apparently, you know, I think it's true personally. You know, they were crying in the court and all that stuff.
The Melendez.
Yeah, they were. It's crazy. But basically, what happened was that he would, I guess, when they were both 6 years old. Because I think one of them is older. One of them is older than the other. I know that. But I don't know their name. I know one of them's name is Lyle. I don't know the other one. But I guess when one of them was like the first one that was born, when he was six, his dad started molesting him, and it was like crazy. He would like make him drink his own bodily fluid, if you know what I mean. And he would like put like, what are those called? You know the things that you put in the wall, the thumbtacks.
One of them is Joseph.
Joseph.
And the other one is
Lyle.
Eric.
Eric? Really? Who's Lyle then?
Yeah.
Swear, I'm going crazy, right? Who is that?
If I'm not mistaken.
Lyle and Eric, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess, one of them is, they're old now.
Yeah.
I know they're old now. They're really old now.
They're probably 20 years already in jail.
Yeah. Sad, though.
I'm wondering what happened to all that money, because they used to be filthy rich. Interest. They went up. I'm wondering if they got interest in the bank account.
I don't think they've ever seen each other since the case, though.
No, do you think that they haven't?
No, they're separated. That's another
thing. Yeah? So
they're separated, yeah.
They don't put them in the same prison?
Mm-mm.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're in the same prison, I'm pretty sure, but they're not together. They never eat together. You know what I'm saying? They're separate. Yes. And that's, like, on purpose, you know? He would do crazy things like that, you know, like put thumbtacks in their behinds and all this other stuff. It's like, it's really gross, but you know, he would like molest them basically, like in every way, you know, imaginable. Just think of like one of the worst ones. He probably did it. And it's crazy because I guess one of the sons, their mother's was a drunk. And she, one time she was on the couch and he was talking to him. And she was like, you think I'm stupid or something? You think I don't know what your father does to you and your brother? You think I don't know? And it's like, it's so crazy. Like, it's insane how she knew and she didn't say anything. And they basically said in court that they honestly, like, feared for their lives, you know? And, like, I don't even blame them. And it's crazy how, like, America let them be in jail, you know, because honestly, they're good people and they're really like, they're broken people. And people are like, you know, but they killed their parents, you know, like those aren't parents. Those aren't parents. I'm sorry. Those aren't real parents. Like the things that they did to their kids, like they didn't deserve those kids, honestly. Like, you know, it's crazy. But no, it's. They really didn't. They didn't deserve that at all, you know. And the life sentence. I don't know if they got life without parole.
Apparently, I just read. I was looking information until you were talking.
Yeah.
And they've been doing almost more than 30 years.
Wow.
And they're in California.
California.
And apparently, they're doing an appeal, which is going on. They have a show on Paramount. You can look for it on Paramount. And they've been trying to get out. They've been trying because of the new laws they've been having on California and all those changes on the judicial system that they got over there. So they're trying to see if they can get out because
they don't.
I don't think they deserve it anymore. No. You know, because I understand
that they did take away their lives. They deserved, I think, like 20 years.
Yes.
I think they deserve like
20 I know that years they did a horrible maximum. And I know they did a horrible crime. But sometimes when you take, let's say there's an old saying that it says when you take a rabbit animal into a corner, it's going to bite you to get out of that corner. And that's what happened to them. You know, they were molested. And I heard they were, you know, beat up too. I don't know who was. There was somebody, a celebrity, that I remember I saw on an interview. I don't remember who it was. And he said that he saw the father of the Menendez beating one of them because he did something wrong. I don't remember what was it. And he beat the shit out of him. And, you know, you can get fed up of the violence as much as you can, but something is going to turn into the point that you're going to explode. You know, your mind is going to work in a way that is, this is it. This is enough. That's it. I'm going to do something about it because I'm fed up. It's sad. I think they already did their time. And I don't think they should. And I know they repent. I know they.
No.
30 years.
30 years. You have a lot of time to think about it.
A lot of, yeah. Because they were on the other ways that they can deal with it. They could just go and get out of the house, go far away, because they were already, I think, I don't know how old they were.
They were in their 20s.
They were like early 20s.
I think the youngest was maybe like 19, yeah, I so, think even.
You know, that they could have just left, but they didn't left. But
no, because you would have never, what if they decided to procreate again?
Yeah.
What if, you know, the mom and the dad was like, hey, let's have another child.
And let's put him through the same thing.
Let's put him through the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, and their minds, I think, the Melendez mind, they went like, oh, this guy doesn't deserve to be in the, you know, anymore.
Yeah,
you
know, and the power that he had and all the money and so, the control he had.
It's sad.
Over the community. He could have done whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. He could have adopted another kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have adopted another kid, and no one would have blinked an eye at him ever. So, you know, it's sad, honestly. But it's also crazy how, like, the parents got away with doing that for so long, and no one did anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, they did it so sly. Like, they did it so sneakily. And it's like, you see that now with, like, even, like, minimal things, like, especially in the media. That's what I'm saying. Like, I hate the family vloggers now. I was such a big fan of family vloggers back then. But the family vloggers are, like, insane now. Like, it's crazy. Like, especially on TikTok and stuff. Like, there's this mom on TikTok who, she does these videos where it's like, oh, what mom dressed her in versus what grandma dressed her in. And it's a little girl. So, such a sweet little girl. Her name's like Winnie or something, like Winnie. Winnie, Wendy, something with a W, I don't remember. And her mom takes her to eat stuff. And she makes her eat like circular objects, if you know where I'm going with this. And she'll put it as the thumbnail of the video of her eating something that looks suggestive. So that she'll get more clicks and more views and more likes. You know where I'm going with this.
I saw that the other day.
She took her daughter to eat like I think it was like a hot dog or something like that. And she was like, she makes her say stuff that sounds sexual.
Yes.
So that pedophiles will like click on her stuff and more. Yes. And it's like, it's crazy because parents are now selling photos, like selfies of their kids.
I was going to tell you about that.
They're selling selfies of their kids on like Cameo and stuff like that and all that, all those other websites. Of, like, their kids in, like, a bathing suit. And they'll, like, have, like, a wish list on Amazon. They'll have an Amazon wish list of, like, little, like, tankinis for their 3-year-olds.
What's that? Tankini?
They're, like, they're just string. They're basically just string.
What?
You're just basically naked. Like,
not a bikini. Not a thong.
It's, like, a thong, basically. Like, I'm pretty sure the bottom is, like, a thong and, like, the top is like,
what's it called again?
It's like a, I don't know. I think that's what it's called. I don't know.
Tankini?
Yeah. Or I don't know. I don't remember. Something like that. I don't remember.
Or P piece of rope.
No, it's like a, they get like these piece of rope, and they'll be like, oh, buy this for the Amazon wish list and pay $5, and you'll get to see a photo of her in it. Like, I'm being so serious. Like,
no, I know. I was
gonna tell you about that. I was watching a video about that. Like, that is insane. Like, oh my god.
That's one of the things that I couldn't believe in this world. There's a lot of moms that I was, I did a video, a podcast about the, when the people from the different media groups, like Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. and Discord, all those, you know, the CEOs of all those companies, they went to, because they're trying to, like, you know,
more accountable
to
the stuff that goes on their platforms. On the
platform.
Yeah.
And one of them talked, I think it was
it was a Snapchat, I think it was.
I don't know. And he was telling that sometimes they cannot control completely because a lot of the time is parents, like you said,
mm-hmm.
they have their daughter that is beautiful, a beautiful daughter.
Mm-hmm. Or a very cute little girl.
Yeah. And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And he was starting saying
they force their kids to post.
They post kids. They use their kids to mm-hmm. gain more views.
And they pay the bills.
Yes.
And you can't. And they actually cannot take it down if it says 13. Because if it's like a 12 or like, let's say like there's a 10-year-old girl on TikTok posting and stuff like that. If it's a adult managed account,
mm-hmm.
they cannot take it down for. Being
that's
like,
what he was saying
for being under 13 or something like that.
Yeah,
and they can't
and because of the parents supposedly is under supervision.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the parents
are the ones who are controlled. They're behind it all.
Oh my god!
And it's crazy.
I couldn't even
believe
it.
You'll see like a lot of there's this whole talk about like you're not gonna get it. It's like Sephora.
But
kids.
this is what kind of like new parents of these days.
Yeah, like, it's. Like we
not,
were saying in the last
my, not,
episode.
No, my time. I don't
no,
think.
No, it's
my,
not your generation.
My
it's
generation parents.
Millennial parents. Again, it's millennial parents doing this.
Because.
So, yeah, it's millennial parents doing this.
And I bet, let's not even talk about going to, well, I don't know if OnlyFans are doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
For those who don't know, OnlyFans is a page that they opened up a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what was the purpose, but
it's
the purpose
literally for it. Okay, let's. It's the purpose was okay. Let's say like
for the celebrity. Ariana, it was for the celebrities.
It was like celebrities and like influencers to be like. Let's say like Ariana Grande posted she had an OnlyFans account, mm-hmm. and it, you can get like exclusive content behind the scenes of my new song, all that stuff, and you would pay to get a subscription
mm-hmm.
to like see her like you know content whatever. But people took advantage of that whole concept,
and they started
and
doing
make
porn.
It into a. Porn website.
Yeah, now it's a porn site, basically, mm-hmm. 99% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Rosa, let's say her name Rose,
mm-hmm.
beautiful girl named Rose,
mm-hmm.
and she wants you to see her naked. You want to see her naked.
Or doing stuff.
Or doing stuff.
And you pay like $10 a
and
month.
And she got a membership,
mm-hmm.
and you pay for seeing him doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Either she already got videos in there.
Or you can, I'm pretty sure you
she
can suggest
she can
videos.
Do lives. And you can pay extra. Let's say you can suggest to Rosa, Rosa, I want you to do this thing. I'll pay you this amount of money so you can do it and I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing that.
Do it. Yeah.
It's That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's wild. Like, it's.
This world is like.
All fucked up.
It
I'm
is
sorry.
Fucked up.
It's
I'm sorry
crazy.
To say it.
And there's
is.
Good people out there, but it's
it is.
It, there's a lot of good things on the media. There's good things like that, but it's hard to find all of it when there's stuff is going on. Did you hear? I just got so loud. I probably just busted the mic open. Did you hear about that mom who was running a waxing business and had her daughter wax like 25 vaginas or vaginal areas? Her six-year-old daughter.
Six-year-old.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she was helping out. She had her wax.
The only thing that she could have done is
people.
Stay behind the counter.
I don't know. Manage money.
Manage money and waiting for the wax to be warm and telling, Mom, it's ready. That's it.
At most.
But she don't need to be doing that.
Yo, she said 25. I think it was like 25. It was almost 30. No, it was like 28 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
28. And the daughter was like 6 years old. And she was like, guys, I don't know. I say DCS or DPS. I don't know what. Child Protective Services. I'm getting so tired of saying it. Child Protective Services came to her door or something. I was like,
so imagine.
And she got arrested.
No.
I think it was for like child abuse and all that stuff.
Wow.
And everyone was shocked about it. But it's crazy because like influencers will like, it's crazy because parents are making their children work like that. Like their little kids work like that. Like that's like low-key child labor. Like that's why people want to implant these like child labor laws.
Mm-hmm.
Not like only for like stuff like that, but also for the family vloggers. And because a lot of what happens is a lot of the time you'll see with like child, you know how like child stars can't work until like a certain time,
yep,
a certain amount of hours,
yep,
because it's like against child labor laws.
Mm-hmm.
They want to implant stuff like that with family vloggers. And they also, you know how like child actors have like safety nets for like money, and so they actually get a percentage of what they're working for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not just working for free because their parents are telling them to. They want to ensure like safety nets like this. And it's crazy because people are like, they're hyping this, they're like, please, you know, we need to do this, and like no one's taking action on it. And it's like, it's a lot of like older, like a lot of older like people, like I'm saying like people that are like 30 something and something, mm-hmm, like that, who like when family vloggers and like child influencers just became a thing on like MySpace and Facebook, when, you know, stuff like that, like when it first became a thing, like those are the people, now that they're a little bit older, they're like, hey, what's going to be done about this? Because something needs to be done.
Wow.
And it's like, it's hard for them to like take action and stuff like that, because it's not a subject. It's a subject that's like really like in the eye right now. It's like in the light, but it's not for like, it's in the light of like the media. Like everyone in the media kind of knows about the dang, I can't even talk, the family vloggers and the family, mm-hmm, influencers, all that stuff. But it's not like the law isn't looking at it how the media is looking at it. You know what I'm saying? They're,
yeah,
not, it's not their first priority. It's not.
No,
it's,
I know.
Sorry to say, it's not.
No, it's not.
And it's not. It's a serious subject, but it's not something like, you know, pedophilia and,
yeah,
murder and,
yeah,
stuff like that. Like that, you know, the law needs to look at first before they look at that. So we need like a higher power, but still sort of low, to sort of bring this to attention to other people. You know what I'm saying?
We need to expose these people.
In it, right?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things we need to do, is expose these people. And I always said we need to, like, go back to family values, you know, teach, you know, like,
mm-hmm,
good family. Because those things, those parents and all the things that are happening is because family values are no more.
Mm-mm.
No more. You know, like, they don't, you know, people say, oh, that's the old way, whatever. No, it was the good way. It was the reasonable way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the, I don't know, like, I remember, you know, like, my mom, you know, I love my mom to death. You know, I call her several times a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know my dad was there for me, you know, if I needed to, but she was not like my mom. And my dad, you know, I wasn't raised with my mom and dad together.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it hurts for kids like that.
Yeah.
You know, because they need that formation of, you know, of the parents, both parents there, like, because
together.
One parent is going to teach you one thing and another
one
is going to teach you another
way. And it's
going to
confuse them.
Yeah. And you get stuff from both of them, and when one of them is not there,
you
need the other one, and you know, it's a combination.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably don't know, but the first thing that God made, it was the family.
Yeah.
Before even the church God made the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. And what is this, all this? You have to look at what is happening to the world right now is, I'm going to say it, it's your podcast, but the devil has come to destroy the family.
Yeah,
it and is. That is the center of everything, the family. Mm-hmm. So keep going.
Yeah, that I kind of took over, kind of stole the spotlight for a second. Yeah, come on, what's up? But no, no, you're right, totally, because it's crazy, like, how things like that are perceived, you know? Like, I don't, you just stole the spotlight, like, took all my words.
Even the other, you know, the other day I was watching my favorite show. Which one is it? That I always watch it all the, every day I watch this show at night.
Young Sheldon. Yeah. I mean, Big
the
Bang.
Big Bang.
Big Bang.
And I was watching that episode. Sometimes I've seen most of the, all the great episodes. Show. And Harold was telling his wife and Bernadette. Mm-hmm. Howard was his wife Bernadette, and he was telling, oh, I feel like a parent when they were taking care of Rush, dog.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're gonna be good parents. Yeah, we're gonna be good parents. And I remember one of the things when I brought Ollie home, I said, I think probably that's one of the things that we are missing as a family,
mm-hmm.
a pet. Because believe it or not. Pets matter, especially for a kid. It shows them responsibility, even though Brianna doesn't do it all the time.
I knew you were going to say that. That but is it's not very true. Important. I'm the most forgetful person ever.
But very important. Kids, when they're
younger
and whatever age they're supposed to, because they're the ones who are asking you like 24/7, can I have a dog? Can I have a dog? Can I have
that
a dog?
Is not true. That is a lie.
When you gonna get me a dog? Or when you gonna get us a pet?
I never said that.
And when finally
actually.
The pet comes to the house,
I forget to take it outside.
And you said, Brianna, did you take the dog outside?
Actually, that's not true. Lately, I've been a little bit more responsible.
I know.
Lately.
And Brianna, did you give water to the dog?
I actually gave water to the dog this morning.
Yeah. So, you know. It helps, you know, because I don't know, a dog is part of a family. Mm-hmm. I always
it's
said
it's a very lovable pet. It also like teaches like grief and like stuff like that when it dies.
And it gives love to everybody.
Yeah, not to me. Can I disclaimer?
No,
Ollie
does
not like me like that.
He does love you.
Nah, the only time he likes me is when I'm in my bed and he comes over when Bobby's already awake to go sleep some extra hours. He'll go. And it's really rude, by the way. And then as soon as I wake up, he leaves. He leaves. No. As soon as I leave.
No, but he loves you. He hates you when you go to school. He starts barking. Hey,
he bites my leg every time I leave.
Yeah, he's like, don't go. Rawr, 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 rawr.
Yeah, when one of my bus comes, he gets so mad. He bites my leg.
Yeah. No, they're cute.
But when I come home, he's really excited when I come home. Yeah. And then it wears off right away.
Yeah.
It wears off right away.
Yeah.
But no, he's great. He's like the best dog ever. He's amazing.
So yeah, no, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And what other, you know, lately, like we talk about the Menendez, we talk about mm-hmm. the other two from Utah mm-hmm. and there's no all the Australian ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's so we talk about like four families.
Yeah.
Of you know, and we talk about what other child stuff do you ever seen? You know, because basically the
Quiet
podcast
on
today,
Set,
it's like podcast from today. It's like
child exploitation. Yeah, literally.
One of the things that I would love you to talk about it.
Quiet
what was
on
it?
Set.
What's that
the
about?
Documentary? Quiet on Set
on Netflix, right?
No, it was on HBO Max, Paramount Plus. I don't know. I watched it on a certain website. So. Can't
What's
really,
that one about?
Don't want to get the FBI on me, but no, it's about, so if you grew up and like, if you're older, maybe like my dad's age, like 40 something or like 30 something around there, you are familiar with Nickelodeon.
Oh, yes.
And you're familiar with Disney and all that stuff. And all, but that's when it really rose to fame. And if you're familiar with that, you know all that and The Amanda Show. And my dad didn't really watch those shows because he's Gen X, so he was a little bit older when those shows kind of came out, so he didn't watch it. And he was more of an outdoorsy kind of
yeah,
kid.
When those shows came out, yeah, I was more basically outside.
Outside yeah. all the time. Yeah. He's an outdoorsy kind of guy. Yeah. Most of, if I'm being honest, most of the kids that watched that show were girls. So,
But don't get me wrong. A lot of those shows were good.
Popping. Yeah, those shows were popping. It was, like, with all kids. But, like, the Amanda show was very, it was a very girly show, too. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the girls watched it because I don't know why. But it was just a fact. Anyway.
So what happened? Tell me.
Basically, and also, this one, actually, I watched it, Zoe 101 and Victorious and iCarly, I also watched those shows, too. Basically, so what happened is, the whole, basically, most of it was about Dan Schneider and this guy, his name is so forgetful, he's so ugly, this fat guy, I don't know his name, he's hideous, man. He, you know that guy, the killer, the one that he's like, he's a clown? He was, like, a clown, and he used to murder little boys and stuff like that. I don't know his name directly. Let me...
It?
No.
No?
His name was...
Where did he comes out?
He's a killer. He's a real killer. It's not a
something real killer.
He's, like, a real killer. Yeah. So, basically, the guy from Nickelodeon was in contact with that guy.
No way.
It's crazy. His name... I don't even remember his name. He's so unknown. But but the Quiet on Set documentary was crazy. Like, basically, I'm like looking it up right now. So if I'm a little like, if I'm a little iffy, that's why. It's because
you know what?
Yeah.
You know the only show that I did watch when I was in Puerto Rico, and my mom used to have cable. That I was really into it. There was a show called. And I don't know why they don't make that show anymore. They should, because I think Nickelodeon has going down really, really.
Oh, no, like terrible.
Because back in the days, when I'm going to tell you, it used to be a show called Double Dare.
Double Dare?
Yeah, it was like a question program. They used to have two teams. And they used to answer questions and stuff like that. And after that, there used to be like a obstacle course and stuff like that, and they used to use a lot of slime. And then
that's like one of the.
After that, they did super super slimy Double Dare. I think was the second. The show was so popular back in the
days. No, that's what made Nickelodeon like popular. But,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that was the like the
but
biggest show.
Actually, a lot of controversy with that. Like
that's what I'm gonna ask you about. Yeah. Something came up in the.
So basically, if you watched all that. There was a black kid on all that, African-American kid. I forgot his name right now. Really wish I could remember him. Everything he said on the show was very crazy. He didn't get a call back for, like, the next seasons of all that because Dan Schneider did not like him and his other African-American co-star.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually replaced him with Drake Bell, I'm pretty sure. But speaking of Drake Bell, the guy who abused Drake Bell, his name is Brian Peck. I completely
forgot
his name.
That's the guy you say.
Yeah, who abused... thing, and that's the one who was in contact with the serial killer.
Wow.
But Drake Bell, if you watch Drake and Josh, I did not watch Drake and Josh. I didn't like the whole like fat brother thing. I don't know. I didn't like it. I don't know. I never liked Drake and Josh. I don't know. I didn't like it.
And that was very famous.
It was a popular show. Everyone loved them. Like,
well, that, because I always say
I didn't like Disney. I mean, I didn't like the boy kind of shows of Nickelodeon.
That's what I was going
like,
for.
I liked like the high school ones, like the like Sam and Cat, Victoria, Zoe 101.
Because you like girly shows.
Yeah, but like with like
Sam and but the
female leads. Yeah, I liked the shows.
The boy
with female
thing
leads.
Was for like for the kids, for the boys.
Yeah, like you know, it was for them to laugh at, and it was also for like older teenage girls to like be like, oh my god, she's so cute.
Yes.
That wasn't my thing. Like I wanted to watch Victorious and Zoe 101 and like laugh, but like no, but Drake and Josh never was my thing. I didn't like it, but if you know. Drake Bell, you know, the whole thing that's going on now because he actually was assaulted by a guy who was deeply, deeply, like, roped in with Nickelodeon. And it's crazy because every one of those
one of
people,
the high
higher
high
powers,
power
yeah.
guys.
So basically, every single one of those guys talked bad about Dan Schneider except for Drake Bell. Every single one of them said that he was weird, because he is. He's a weirdo. He had a foot fetish for little girls. He made Ariana Grande eat her own foot.
Oh, my God. I saw that.
That was that show was traumatizing. Yeah.
Oh my! I was like, yo. She was like, oh my
God. It was disgusting.
She was sitting on the bed.
Licking her own foot.
Yes.
Eating her own foot. It was disgusting. There was a lot of, if you go back and watch Victorious, there's so many foot jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many episodes just around feet. I don't know. He has this obsession with feet.
Yeah, fetish.
He had a foot fetish.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, the stuff that came out about Dan Schneider. He would make female, like, workers on the set massage him.
What?
Yeah. He would make them massage him. And he would make, like, adult jokes. He made Jamie Lynn, which is also a lot of rumors about Jamie Lynn. You know how Jamie Lynn Spears?
No, I don't know who that was.
Britney Spears. You know Britney Spears? Her younger sister. She was a famous child actor on Zoe 101. Yeah, she was the main character on Zoe 101.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
And she got pregnant at 16, and people were saying she got pregnant by Dan Schneider.
Did she abort it?
No, she didn't.
She had it?
Yeah, she had it.
Wow.
And people also saying that Amanda Bynes, which she was on all that, and then she got her own show.
Which one is that one?
She had the Amanda show. She's really crazy. I'll show a picture of her later to you, but she went really crazy. She's like recovering now, I guess. She's like trying to be a better person. Wow. But
a lot of these kids got traumatized. Yeah.
No,
this.
She made a fake account, posting saying that everyone knew it was her. She made a fake account on Twitter saying that Dan Schneider molested Amanda Bynes and got her pregnant, and she had to abort it. And in all caps, she put "Dan did it."
Wow.
A Dan did it on, like, you know, like a secret message. But it was, like, all capitals in the middle of, like, random words. So we could see it said Dan did it. Because she didn't say directly that he did it, unless if you looked at the secret, like, messages that she put in there.
Wow.
But, no, yeah. And there's actually, apparently, right after it happened, there was an episode on the Amanda show where there was, like, this bun in the oven. And then they made, like, this empty stomach joke right after she had an abortion. They made, like, an empty stomach joke. They were like, oh, empty stomach, I see, or something like that. Like, something crazy like that right after she had her abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And just crazy, other crazy things. Like, he would even, like, she had these hot tub episodes where she would, like, go in a hot tub with, like, people, like, fake celebrities. Like, there was this, like, Elvis impersonator who went in the hot tub with her, and, like, there was a whole episode about it and everything like that. Like, not an episode. It was, like, a part of the episode.
So everything of this happened in the Nickelodeon company.
Yeah. And I get it. People are like, oh, it was a different time, so no one really noticed. But, like, girl, it's now. It's, like, 2020-something. 2024. I don't know why I forgot the year for a second. It's 2024, and I know it happened, like, 20 years ago, but it still matters.
I heard Disney wanted to buy that company now.
I don't even know. But
because they were going down the hill. And, they had a big studio in Florida, a huge studio. And I think it's where they used to record the Double Dare thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was close, you know. Who knows?
Basically, Brian Peck molested Drake Bell, right? Drake Bell didn't say. It was actually the first time Drake Bell ever said that Brian Peck had molested him. No one knew.
Wow.
Because basically what happened was that his father and his mother got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Drake Bell's father got a divorce from his mom, and because Brian Peck basically manipulated their whole relationship. They're already divorced before Drake Bell's whole career and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, manipulated their whole, like, co-parent thing to see Drake Bell more often. And eventually Drake Bell, you know, kind of fell under that manipulation.
Yeah.
Because he was just, like, 16. He was, like, 16, 15.
Like, and I was telling you before, he was vulnerable. He doesn't have no parents. Right. Only one parent is there.
And he was like, oh, I want my mom to be my manager, not you. And he's like, co-signed something so that his dad wouldn't take over him. His dad said, he said, and he was even in the Quiet on Set interview, Everyone watch Quiet on Set. We're recommending so many movies and shows today, but please watch it.
It's on Netflix, honestly, people? Watch
no,
it?
No, it's not on Netflix, no? Actually. It's on, like, HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
I watched it on The Bee. The Bee is, like, this other website you guys don't know about. But just watch it on, like...
Watch The Bee.
Yeah. Watch it on, like, 123 Go Movies or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, legal website. I don't care. But, but no, it was a great documentary. But basically, his dad said that because Brian Peck used to go out of his way to go see Drake Bell's like concerts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He used to travel from like California to like, I don't know, for example, like let's say he went from like California to Minnesota, for example, like something, some like far distance just to go see him go play. And it wasn't like in a friendly manner. You know, it was like a turn on kind of manner. It was disgusting. But his mom, like, is so blinded. She didn't even like notice. She didn't even like see anything. His dad, after he left, he said, please. He literally begged her. He said, do not leave Drake at Brian Peck's house alone. Do not ever let him get too close to him. And because his mom was lazy one night and she didn't want to drive him home.
Boom, she left him.
She left him at his house.
Oh, my God. You never.
And the first night, it was fine.
Yeah.
The second night, it was fine.
Yeah.
2 weeks go by.
And boom.
And he and Drake Bell wakes up with Brian Peck on top of him.
Wow.
And it occurs. And, you know, he said, I felt so bad. He said the first time happened, Brian was like, oh, no, like, it was an accident. What happened? Like, what got over me? And basically, he, like, it happened again. It happened.
Yeah.
And
it kept happening because the kid.
Yeah. Kid, he couldn't say anything.
Couldn't say anything.
Because he was in power. Yeah. And he was scared.
Yeah. He's one of the stars of the show. He's going to lose the contract. They're not going to believe. It's the first thing they, when something like that happened.
They're not going to believe me.
They're not going to believe me.
Yeah. They're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe me.
That's one of the things that they use. The person also that is doing the
they're not gonna believe you.
They're not gonna believe you that your little kid and my word is bigger than yours and
all that stuff. And he would like chain him up and stuff like sexual, like weird, like BDSM kind of thing, like knives, like
wow,
like torture. He would torture him almost like weekly.
I bet this kid never doing acting again. I don't know.
I think he never did after that. Yeah, after Nickelodeon, I think he peaked Nickelodeon. I think he kind of stopped a little.
He got traumatized. He's like, whoa.
I'm not too sure. I'm not like I was not the biggest Drake Bell fan, so I didn't keep up with him after the whole Drake and Josh show ended. But after the whole thing found out, because basically what happened was that Drake Bell was at his then girlfriend's house, and Brian Peck was calling him. Like, he called him, like, 70 times in a row. And his mom, the mom of the girlfriend, was like, what's wrong? Like, this isn't normal. Like, what's wrong? And he said that he didn't know what came out of him that day. But he just broke down crying, like, oh, like, you know, he said everything right there.
He let it go.
He let it go.
Wow.
And she called his mom. They called the police, all this. And then the investigation happened and all that stuff.
And what happened to the guy? They get arrested?
Wait, better. Let's fast forward. The court happens.
Oh.
Court happens. Because they catch him. Because what happened was they made him, like, confess over the phone, like, in, like, a way. Like,
okay. They get they did a trick call.
Yeah, they did, like, a trick call and everything like that. Okay. So they kind of caught him. And it really, like, I almost, like, wanted to cry because something happened. And he said that when he entered the courtroom, Brian Peck's side of the court was full, and his side only had his mom and his brother. His mom and his sibling. I don't know if his brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
And his side was empty. Like, empty. And there was celebrities that wrote, like, a letter. You know those letters that are like, oh, please don't do this. Like, he's a nice guy. You know, that they give to the court.
Yeah.
celebrities and people in power wrote like 50 letters. And you know what I loved about that documentary is that they let they literally put up photos of every single actor, every single producer, every single everyone
who wrote
a letter for Brian Peck. They put their name, they put the letter, they put their face in it.
That's good. That's good. And, so you can know.
Mm-hmm, so you know who to not support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because I guess like a month after the trial happened, Drake Bell contacted his father and he told him that they got Brian Peck. And he's, mind you, Drake Bell hadn't told his dad.
No.
Because it was like an anonymous thing because the Drake and Josh show was still going on.
Okay.
And Drake Bell didn't want it to be like in the public.
And it was
like
a minor.
It was a minor. So it was like a whole anonymous trial.
Okay.
And he called him. He was like, they got him, dad. And it broke my heart because his dad started crying in the interview because he goes, Drake told him they got him. And he's like, oh, I'm so happy that they got him before he got to you.
He didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Wow. And
he didn't, you know what's crazy though, is that Drake didn't tell him in that moment that it was him that started the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually, like, I think, like, honestly, like a year after that whole thing happened, I'm pretty sure. I think it's even longer. I think it's like a month, a year, I don't know. It was a period of time passed after he told him. And, like, that's so sad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when his dad started crying, it was, it was very emotional, you know? Like, you can feel, like, what he really went through. Like, you know, because it was hard. It's probably so hard for him because he knew something was wrong with that guy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it's the mom's fault, but it's the mom's fault. Because, you know, his dad knew. You have parental instincts.
And some parents do. Some parents don't.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
most of their parents, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like the mom, I don't know. I see that guy.
The mom really trusted the producers and the guys too much, and
they don't trust him. Brianna. No, what they want is the money.
Remember
the other ones who
they don't trust him honestly. But
they don't care.
Sure, they don't. They didn't. She didn't care.
As long as that check is keep coming.
Yeah, but he said that when Dan Schneider found out about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Schneider was one of the only people who actually came up to him and said, if you need anything, I'm here for you. Let me know. If this show is too much for you, you let me know.
So he continued after all this?
Yeah, he continued doing the show.
Wow.
But it's crazy because he was saying that Dan Schneider was the only one who supported him when everyone in that whole show was saying the most negative things about Dan Schneider. And as they should. But it's crazy how like they were saying, like Dan Schneider either loved you or he hated you, and it wasn't good to be either of them, you know. Because if you were hated, you know, you didn't get the money, you didn't get the show, you didn't get the fame, you got yelled at, all that stuff. But if he loved you, you know what that meant. He was creepy with you. He was like, you know, hugging you, touching your knee, all that crazy stuff, you know.
But probably Schneider was with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't into boys.
No, he wasn't. He was like a girly fetish.
Yeah, he was into like the girls.
But he loved making all the boys in his show like humiliated. But
all the psycho people, they love each other.
Yeah, I know. But you know what's crazy though?
I bet he knew exactly what
probably. He probably knew what kind of guy Brian Peck was.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy though is that after the whole case happened and all that stuff, Disney hired Brian Peck to be on the set of The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
So, what kind of sentence Brian Peck got?
I'm pretty sure he only got like, I don't even think he got like a 2 years.
Yeah, because then, you know, he got.
I don't even.
And all this happened in the beautiful, I bet you, this was California or?
Yeah, California, I'm pretty sure.
Because.
Okay,
Brian. I know Nickelodeon was, a lot of the stuff was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They got a part next to, I think it was in Orlando, next to Disney around there, that area. But I think they had a studio there, all these shows, because a lot of this stuff that it was recorded, I think it was in California, where they had the big studios. After you finish with that, I'm going to ask you something also that I saw because you were into I remember you were very into a show called Dance Moms.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I took a pic with you when you were watching it, and I asked you, how old are those girls? And you said they were like 10 or 12.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, you find out.
Yeah, Brian Peck, this says on Google, in 2004, Peck was convicted of two counts of sentenced to serve 16 months in prison.
Un año con cuatro meses.
Yeah, 1 year and 4 months. He registered as a sex offender. Peck's arrest and conviction was also featured in the 2014 documentary An Open Secret. I may have to watch that because I didn't even know about that. But it didn't say. But it's crazy. Like,
no, the craziest also, Brianna. So you're telling me that he got registered.
Yeah,
as a sex offender.
Disney hired him.
Disney is a company basically for children. No matter how you look at it, there's children everywhere. Everywhere. Because that's their target. You know, that's their customers. Children. And this guy got hired by Disney. Excuse me. Hired by Disney doing I don't know what. And a show, you said, I think it was, you said. So, you know, love me or hate me, but that's what I don't like Disney World. There's a lot of things that
there's a lot of secrets in Disney.
And Disney, there's a lot of secrets.
And like Nickelodeon, all of them.
All these places that they're targeted for kids.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a pedophile ring.
Just, yes.
Honestly. And another guy who was on the Quiet Unset thing, Jason Handy,
mm-hmm.
who got, I don't know how many years, but he had a bunch of, I think they said he had like hundreds of like, a porn, like child porn, like tapes and like quote unquote treasures, like locks of little girls' hair.
Oh my God.
And like underwear and stuff like that. And he had journals, like he used to write about how he was a pedophile, like proudly.
Oh my God.
And
I can't.
Like, it's
I'm
so
telling
sick.
You, God, like, God knows why he makes me the way I am, because if I would have been a police officer and I would have find people like that.
Yo, Poppy would have been on national news.
I'll be like the Punisher, like
killing people left and right.
Yeah,
beating
people
up.
That they deserve. It reminds me, there was this show called Punisher,
mm-hmm.
and he went to a pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember what he was going to buy, or pawning whatever. And he went after like the closing time. And when he did his business, before he got out, the pawn shop owner says, hey, you looking for anything else? I even got some... the guy was almost at the door, opening the door to get out, the Punisher. But when the pawn shop owner says, oh, I even got some porn, kid porn. You know what he did?
Kill him.
He went back, closed the door, clunk! And they didn't even tell you what he did, but
lo mato.
I would be the same guy. Because I still can't find what a person sees. You
in
know,
that. That's just
in a kid that is sexualized. I don't know, like you have to be like possessed.
Like, no, that's like the devil's
sick,
work right there.
Possessed by the devil, mm-hmm. to find an attraction for like a kid. That's what
it's gross.
I don't want to steal your show. This is your show.
No, it's
it is. It, you
it's
know,
disgusting.
And so another thing that I was gonna ask you about, mm-hmm. and now that we are in the topic of we are today in the topic of child exploitation,
child P.
Remember that you saw that you were
big fan of Dance Mom.
Big fan of Dance Mom.
There's like a whole thing happening.
And wait, I'm gonna ask you that.
Yeah.
Then. Well, I remember I asked you what was the ages of those little girls, because one thing that I saw, they put the way that they put the makeup so they can look more older.
That's like dance makeup. Like that's kind of
I know that's the sport, the thing that they do, but I don't like it. And And another thing is the way they dressed them up. It's like so sensual. Like to these girls that don't even have most of the time, chests, you know, boobs.
Yeah. They would have had.
They would have made them look like they had.
Yeah.
And
it's weird. There's a lot of controversial dances.
That's what I was.
Like
yeah. And
there was an episode, something like that.
They did a commentary about that. That's what you ever seen it?
No.
So look for it. I don't know the name of it. And they were special about, I think, about the world of dancing, you know, because I know they explode those little girls.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I was like, I don't know, like, I get it. I like seeing people dancing and stuff like that.
But
when they sexualize to that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's little girls doing it, I don't know. I don't like it.
It's gross.
I don't like it.
I think what you're talking about is this dance. I actually would bring this up all the time. It's the weirdest. It actually, I never watched that episode ever because I've rewatched Dance Moms probably, I'm not even joking, probably, 20 times. Like, all 7 seasons. I'm not even joking. Bobby can testify to this. I used to watch it every day.
Yeah.
Right before I went to bed, right when I woke up. Like, I was looped. I have Dance Mom shirts. I was obsessed with Dance Moms. And there was an episode in, season 1, I'm pretty sure. I think they took it off the air. I don't even think Hulu has it on anymore. Because Hulu got Dance Moms on there because they have Lifetime now.
Mm-hmm.
They made the girls wear a tan, strapless bra. I'm pretty sure it was, and it to look like the same color of their skin tone. You know the dancers on Las Vegas that dance with the big fans that cover their topless dancers.
Mm-hmm.
They did a dance of that.
That's called Showgirls.
They're showgirls like that. And they did a dance like that. They also did this dance called Electricity where they had these very, very mini skirts
mm-hmm.
with a pantyhose, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
And they were shaking their butt on the stage and all this crazy stuff. Some of the dances that Abby had these girls on were weird. And Abby said that a lot of those dances actually were put by the producers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, girl, why would you agree to that? It's because she said because she had, a contract with the producers. But she said she was like, oh, I never liked those dances or whatever. But I kind of believe her on that part that she never really liked those dances. But I kind of don't at the same time because, I don't know, I'd rather get myself into legal trouble breaking a contract than having, 10-year-old girls do that on stage. That's weird. And there was a dance that they did in season 7 when the girls were all grown up. It was this dance. It wasn't sexual. It was more a dark kind of dance.
JoJo Siwa?
Yeah, they had karma. Can you shut up about JoJo Siwa's karma, please? My sister Brittany had our mom watch it. My mom was not impressed. My mom got so mad. I hadn't even seen the full
video. I'm doing a podcast about that.
I hadn't even seen. Yeah, y'all should go see my dad's podcast. It's fire. If you should go see it. It's Jigu Podcast. It's very fire. You should go watch it. But, I don't know what's JoJo Siwa's deal right now. But it's irrelevant to what we're talking about. But,
Well, no, it's not relative. You know why? Because JoJo Siwa came out from that. Either I'm 99%, JoJo Siwa is the perfect example of child exploitation because JoJo Siwa
JoJo was the underdog of the whole show. No one liked JoJo on the
JoJo
show.
Started where? YouTube
in,
or
in Dance Moms.
Dance Mom, right?
Yeah, Dance Moms. And then she
but
did
before
JoJo's.
That.
And what do you mean before that? Well, before that she was on
a YouTuber.
No.
What Nicole?
Before she was on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
So JoJo started as a dancer.
Yeah.
Then she got famous
on Dance Moms.
Then when?
Because first she was on the other show that Abby had, Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
Then she turned into what? A YouTuber or?
And then she did YouTube while she was doing dance. She did like this JoJo's juice kind of segment and all this stuff. It was weird. She's like poured juice on her head and like all this weird stuff.
And she was super cute.
She's like blonde hair.
The perfect American little girl.
Yeah, everyone loved JoJo. Everyone like hated when Abby used to yell at JoJo because everyone was on JoJo's side. Like,
and
everyone loved her.
The thing is, JoJo, she was very famous because she was like the she used to have Bose collection for the hair. She used to
put her hair in a high ponytail.
Like high ponytail.
Slicked like 10 cans of hairspray. That was her signature look.
And then after she got in a couple of appearances on Nickelodeon shows, she was very famous. Then you know that today anybody can be an artist. You know, thanks to the miracle of Valtatune.
Actually, on 2021, everyone was actually supporting JoJo because that was when she first came out as gay or lesbian.
No. Before that, wait.
You're backtracking.
Yeah, because this is before she started singing before she came out.
Yeah, she was doing like little kid songs. Like
little kid songs.
Boomerang, Candy Store.
Everything was, she was performing at malls, you know, small venues, but doing great. You know, money was rolling in like crazy. Like, and I think she got her own show for a while. I don't know if she lasted like a season.
No, I don't think she had her own show.
I don't know.
She had her own like YouTube
show. JoJo Siwa is so famous. She got video games and
food, hair, makeup, bows, clothes.
Everything, money is coming in. Like, you guys don't have an idea. So JoJo is the perfect child exploitation because the way they marketed her, their parents, they're so smart, whoever's doing, then she came out as supposedly being gay, lesbian, whatever. Now she's with the now she's getting bullied for something stupid that she did, that she kind of stole a song and she's like, but she's perfect poster for child exploitation. She's been exploited. Exploited, like you guys don't even have an idea.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she got bows. You go to Walmart, she got everything.
Yeah, her stuff is still, like, out and everything.
Yeah.
Clothes. Kids still watch her old stuff. That's the thing. That's why. Basically, like, JoJo came out as, like, lesbian, I think it was in, like, 2021. And everyone was supporting her because she wasn't, like, how she is now. Because in 2021, she was just kind of normal, I guess. And then in 2022, she became a little weird because she started dating. And then she's, like, everyone's making fun of her because there's this meme of her going, because she has, like, a podcast. And she goes, because some interview asked her, like, dream guest on your podcast. Like, who's your dream guest? And she said, dream guest on one of my podcasts? I don't know. Let's spice things up. One of my exes. Like, her whole personality is have an ex. Like, being, like, rebellious now. Like, that's her whole, like, personality. Mm-hmm. And, like, in 2021, when she first came out as gay, everyone was like, okay, whatever. It's fine. Like, no one really cared. It, like, you know. But, like, what she's doing now, she's a whole weirdo. If y'all, please do, I'm sorry, for your own sanity, don't watch the Karma video. She's, like, humping these random girls and, like, in this, like, kiss makeup, which looks terrible because she's, like, glitter on it. She looks terrible. I'm sorry. She looks ridiculous. And this whole rebrand thing actually came out because they're trying to cover up this controversy that's happening with Dance Moms. And I physically cannot find a video of the whole controversy. I cannot find one because, like, everyone's just, if you search up, like, JoJo Siwa, Dance Moms, all this stuff, it's just, like, stuff that's happening with her Karma video. But it's, like, the stuff, I can't even, because the stuff that's happening is insane.
Okay.
Like,
JoJo now is 21 years old.
She's 21.
So, mira eso. Ya tú sabes, like,
she's in her whole rebrand.
The rebrand. Yes. Now.
But it's embarrassing. You know what she said? She was like, yeah, so she thinks she's like a hero. She's like, this is crazy. Like, because I'm the first one in my generation who's like like done this whole rebrand. Like Dove Cameron didn't just turn from Disney to like a pop singer, and so did Olivia Rodrigo. You know, Olivia
Christina Aguilera.
No, but she's saying like from her generation. So like, there's like so many examples from her generation too. Like, and but like she's like, yeah, my big like my inspiration is like Miley Cyrus and like all these people. Like no one in my generation has done it, and I'm so brave, and I'm so like gassing herself up, embarrassing herself, because a lot of people don't remember, but Olivia Rodrigo, you know Olivia Rodrigo, right? Mm-hmm. She's like the one who has the album and the singer and stuff. She was actually on Disney Channel before. She was in Bizarre Bark, which I also never liked Disney Channel. I was always a Nickelodeon girl.
Yeah, you never liked
Disney. Never liked Disney Channel. No offense.
It
was kind of boring, honestly.
Yeah.
I liked, actually, no, that's a lie. I only used to watch Jessie on Disney. And I also liked the one with Selena Gomez in it, The Wizards of Waverly Places. But it was already over when I watched it. So it was like, I used to watch it on like other websites.
Which one?
Wizards of Waverly Places.
Who came on there?
Selena Gomez.
I didn't know that.
She was like,
she's a Disney? Alex,
yeah.
A Disney girl?
Yeah. That's,
I didn't know that.
Also, another rebrand. JoJo's trying to act like she's the first one who's done it. Like, no, girl. That's embarrassing. Like, I'm sorry. JoJo's just embarrassing herself. Like, I get
and,
it.
And.
But she's not
Selena Gomez can sing.
Selena Gomez can sing. And she can.
JoJo Siwa cannot sing.
A lot of people, like.
JoJo Siwa is just out of tune.
No. Even when she was little.
When whoever doesn't know JoJo Siwa, when she got their raspiest voice. Like, she talks like this. She's a girl, but she talks, like, really raspy.
Hey, guys. It's JoJo.
Yeah, like that. Like, not Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus has
like a
raspy, beautiful voice.
Yeah, no, but
and
hers
Miley Cyrus can sing.
Yeah.
But JoJo is out of tune. Like, oh, my God. To the point when she was
I love Selena Gomez. She's great. I just had to mention that. Also, Selena I love Gomez. Her Rare Beauty brand. Everyone knows. And Selena also has a kind of a sort of raspy voice, too. But when she sings, it kind of goes away. And she kind of, like, sounds soft and beautiful. And Selena's also so pretty. I'm sorry. She's, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
I can rave about Selena Gomez.
I saw her the other day, and I asked you, I was like, is that Selena Gomez? Because she got older. She got more, I don't know. She looks more beautiful now when she was, like, yeah.
She's beautiful.
I couldn't even believe it. That was her.
It's like she's aging, but she's not. Like, she's aging like wine. Like,
yeah.
This is like a recent photo of her. Yeah, like,
I hope she stopped drinking.
But you know, yeah.
Did she did?
I don't think so. But you know who she's dating? She's dating Benny Blanco.
Who's that?
This ugly mole rat. I'm sorry. He's a weirdo, too.
Who's that? That's Bob Ross' kid?
No, it's Benny Blanco.
That's who
he's
dating?
Like a producer.
That's Bob Ross. Okay, people, you remember Bob Ross, the painter? That's what she's dating. Selena Gomez.
I feel so bad. There's this photo of them together. This one. Oh my gosh. Look at this. That's terrible.
Oh my God.
She's so beautiful, and then he's just there.
He looks like Jamie, my friend's son. With Jamie without cuando se levanta por la mañana. El hijo de the son of my friend Lynette. That he got this beard in the bottom, little kind of mustache, but a lot of hair in the head. Oh my God. I don't know what this kid's today is like.
He's old. He should know better.
No, but I'm saying men.
Yeah.
They got this thing that they trying to leave their long hair and they don't like.
Some of them just don't look good.
How is that term when they want to look like like trashy.
Their hair. They want to look like different, like rocker.
And they look so stupid. Like,
I feel like some people with straight hair can pull it off a little bit, and like not even that. Nuh-uh. You seen those like scared people? They look kind of like it fits their vibe. But Benny Blanco just looks like he's just seen light. Like, he looks crazy.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but we're just raving about Selena Gomez. But have you seen her Rare Beauty brand? Like, she's like rebranding herself because everyone was hating on celebrities like coming out with makeup and stuff. But Rare Beauty's like the one of the number one like brands right now, like makeup brands. Like, everyone's like raving about it. I love Rare Beauty; it's such a good brand. But I cannot. I don't see it very often because it's not at Ulta. Pretty sure I never see it. It's not at Ulta. But Fenty,
excuse me.
Yeah, It's at Sephora. It's like a bougie brand. Like, yeah. I cannot. It's such a good formula, but am I gonna spend $26 on a blush? No. But also Fenty Beauty, Ariana Grande. I mean, not Ariana Grande. Freaking Rihanna. Rihanna also did the whole Fenty Beauty thing, and she's like popping with the Fenty Beauty thing. Rihanna. Because she's like her thing is actually really going really popular because her like
I don't think
her
so.
Mark. Yes, it is.
I don't think so these days. You seen what she did?
What?
She's doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, but her brand is going famous.
The other day, she came up in a video kind of like looking. She was like masturbating in a nun dress.
What?
Yeah, she got the Catholic people.
You're lying.
Catholic people are outrageous with this video of Rihanna dressed up like a nun and showing her. I think it was her breast, something like that.
I just seen it.
And
yeah, but her brand is still popular. I've never bought from it because it's also expensive. But is this what you're talking about?
Let me see. Yep, yep, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. So
it's a little bit weird. Catholics are gonna
even though I'm not Catholic, we need to respect
other religions, yeah.
You know, other beliefs, and you know, that's the way I think.
Oh hell no! What the hell is wrong?
So doing? Come it on. Is. So we were talking about that and child exploitation, like we were saying. Jojo, one time, I don't know if people can find out, there's, I think, MTV Cribs. They did one of Jojo CY House.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
she,
all bows. Oh.
She shows every single thing that they created it.
Yeah, she has her own Jojo store in her house.
It's like crazy. But this was when she was like a little, like a teenager, mm-hmm. when she did this.
You know, she had I don't know if she still drives it, but she had like a Tesla with just her face on it.
Oh my God.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
I think Jojo is one of those.
She's very self-centered.
That was going to say, like a little brat. Yeah, she is like a little brat. And a lot of these kids are like that. I bet probably. I don't think she came out from poverty because one of the things is I remember Dance Moms that you told me to be in Dance Moms.
Oh yeah, if you're on the Abby Lee Dance Company,
imagine she has a Tesla.
It was just her face on it.
With faces of her. Yeah, all over the car.
Yeah. But no, the Dance Moms thing I think was like $250,000. For a Dance Moms thing.
Will you imagine that? You have to pay that for your child. I get it. It's beautiful. It's nice. And, you know, if you're a rich person.
And they give you opportunities and all that stuff.
If you're a rich person.
Yeah.
And you can afford it, go for it. But, you know.
No, if you go to all those people's houses, they live in two-story. They all lived in two-story houses. And, like, it's just, like, Brooke and Kelly and Paige, like. They were rich, and all their dads were paying for it. All the dads were paying for it.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah.
Because
it was crazy, but
that's crazy.
No, like yeah, like that was a lot of money. But no, it's crazy though. Also, because I remember there was an episode because I feel like there was a lot of like quote unquote like racism going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say quote unquote because I
seen it because there was only racism. One black girl.
Uh huh. And they always used to like say the almost outrageous things to her.
The mom was it a doctor, right?
Yeah,
she was
Dr.
a doctor.
Holly. Yeah. She was like had a doctorate in almost everything. Everyone said that she was the best dance mom cuz she was. No doubt in my mind, she was the best dance mom. She never once I remember if you're a Dance Mom fan, you'll know the Kelly and Abby fight when Kelly actually physically pulled Abby's hair. Every dance but mom looked at the fight. No one thought about what the girls were seeing. Dr. Holly, yep, Dr. Holly, I'm going to say it. Dr. Holly was the only one who said, girls, get out of the room. All of the other moms were like, oh my gosh, in shock and stuff like that. But Holly was always the one that went to action. She was always the one doing something. I'm sorry, she always was.
It's crazy the way this is. I don't know, like,
So many.
And she's like, sorry, interrupting. But she always used to like accuse, Abby used to always accuse Holly of like not being able to afford her.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember.
And like she would, she low-key wouldn't say that to none of the other dance moms, but only to Holly.
Yeah.
And well, one of the other girls, Cameron, I think her name was. Mm-hmm. She was on like season 7 or something. She was like the other black girl that like came on to the show.
Oh, they
added another one. And okay. Abby, I guess, made fun. Because you know how like darker skinned people and like lighter people too. Like I'm tan, but like, you know, like how like this is darker. Your top of the hand mm-hmm. is darker than your palm
mm-hmm.
and your feet too. It's the mm-hmm. same thing for your feet. And I guess she was dancing and Abby made a comment about her, like, I guess something about her looking like a monkey or something like that.
Wow.
Because her palms were lighter than her skin. Or the skin on the top of her hand. Or it was something like that. I seen it on a dance phone. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. You know, say something if I'm wrong. But there's other, like, racism things like that, too, that happened. Black Patsy. People used to call her Black Patsy. Uh-huh. If you know Patsy Ramsey. Do you know Patsy Ramsey? It's a woman who killed her pageant daughter.
Like what?
She killed her daughter. And I don't think she ever got held accountable for it, but she made a whole fake ransom letter on Christmas.
Oh, my God.
About how, like, oh, we have your daughter. We're going to kill her. Da, da, da. And they ended up finding her daughter dead in the basement or mm-hmm. something like that. And they, like, someone strangled the daughter or something like that. But anyway, she was, like, a crazy dance mom. And, like, she used to, like, I don't know. She used to, like, yell at moms and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. she said, hold moms accountable. So they would call her Black Patsy, like Patsy Ramsey, because she was like a crazy dance mom. And like there's a whole go watch her interviews and all that stuff, because there's a bunch of like crazy stuff about what happened to her and like the racism and all that stuff that they used to endure. But yeah, so this episode's going on for a while. I think we're gonna hit a 3-hour mark if we don't wrap it up.
Yeah.
But, no, we had a good talk, so make sure to go look at the shows that we recommended, all the documentaries. So, yeah, anything else we got to say? No, I don't think so.
No, and
thank you for
apoyándonos.
Yeah, thank you for listening in. Thank you for tuning in. It was very nice.
Any comments, you can leave it down in the comments. Mm-hmm. And any suggestions, any topics
you want us to talk about?
And they'll be gladly appreciated.
Yeah.
And
anything.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye-bye.